In this lesson, we'll create a Flash and ActionScript 3 contact form that posts its variables to a PHP parse file, which then in turn emails you a HTML formatted email with all the information in it. And if you have any trouble seeing our movements or anything we click on and talk about and such, you can go to developphp.com and see this video playing in its clear big format if you hit the Flash tab. developphp.com, and you can also join our forum if you want to take the script further or have any questions about it. Okay, so first thing we'll notice is we have actions in notes layer, and we have a note right here, that's why it says notes, and our action script is also ready to go on those two keyframes there. Then we're going to create a new layer. We're going to name this layer status text, and then we're going to create another layer, and we're going to rename that layer form and response. And let's get our actions back up top. Okay, now we're going to highlight, let's put the status text in the middle actually. I'm going to highlight the form layer and the keyframe or frame 2 and hit F6 to create a new keyframe. And then back on keyframe 1 is where we're going to start building the form. And the first thing we want to do is hit the text tool and bring out a input text. This is static text right now, so we'll change it to input text. And we'll adjust the size of it to where we'd want our form to look like. And show border around text. Make sure you click that. That way you see the white behind it. And also make it single line. Input text. Make it black. And align left. And we're going to give it an instance name of name underscore txt. Okay, so once we have that, we'll put it about where it should be. Then we'll press, we'll highlight that one we just made, press Control C, and then Control Shift V, and paste in place. And then drag the new one that you just pasted in place down, and give that an instance name of email underscore txt. And we'll do that one more time, highlight email txt, and Control C. And then Control Shift V, drag it down, and then make this one multi-line and make it larger. Just drag it out, and we also want to give this an instance name now of MSG underscore TXT. Okay, now that we have those in there, let's put them where we'd like them to go, and then select another text tool here and put that on stage, and put the word name colon, and make this a static text, and let's color it yellow or something. Looks good. Get that in place, and actually let's align this one right since we're going to have all of our text in there. It needs to be aligned to the right for these, so press Control C, Control Shift V, do it again, Control C, Control Shift V. I'm using my arrow keys to drag this down. And this one we're going to call message, or type in message. And this one we're going to type in email. Okay, so we have name, email, message. And we have message underscore txt, email underscore txt, and name underscore txt as input. Okay, so the next thing we want to do is on the form layer, we have to create the the dynamic text field that's going to be our status text. So let's go ahead and hit the text tool again, and we're going to make this a dynamic text field, and status is going to be its name, status_txt, and that we want to make no border, not selectable, dynamic, and color it green or whatever bright color you want. Center align it. Multi-line is good, and that one's ready to go. So this is going to be a status text that tells the user what they forgot to put when we do error handling. For error handling, and also to bring a data string over to keyframe 2 when we get to that point. But you'll see what I'm talking about in a moment. Okay, so now that we have that dynamic text field made, that's going to be our status field. We're going to drag out of our library that we already have pre-made a submit button, which is an ordinary button I made a little while ago, made just like any other button. I'm going to give that an instance name of submit_btn. Submit_btn. And now that we have that on keyframe 1, all of our form stuff, now we're going to select actually the status text. Go ahead and select status text and control X, and we're going to put that on the status text layer where it should go. Control Shift V to paste in place. Okay, now we're good. Now we're going to hit the form and response layer keyframe 2, and on keyframe 2 we're going to create another dynamic text field, so we can just highlight status text and press control C, and then highlight the form and response layer keyframe 2 and press control shift V, and then you can drag it down, make it bigger, because this is where the response is, the reply and response is going to be displayed to the user after the form is submitted on keyframe 2. And we're going to name this one reply, reply_txt. And status text fills keyframe 1 and 2. So it's, or frame 1 and 2. There's no keyframe on frame 2. So that way it can be accessed by this when we need it to in the ActionScript code. And that's about it. So we'll press save and we'll publish out. And once you publish out, you set this up on your server. Let's see, let's make sure we didn't forget anything here. Da-da-da-da-da. Keyframe 2. Yep, looks good. Okay, yeah. When you save this and publish it out, you get it up on your server, and you grab that PHP parse script we have to go with it, you'll see that you are emailing from a Flash contact form in ActionScript 3. Have fun with it, guys. We'll see you next lesson.